in regard to the reward of Nemenes Hisholema, Mako Yeshudimokia. Mako Yeshudimokia. So then we attribute any dam that flows that to that Mako only to the case where the Isha says that she has a Mako and the bleeding Mako, she feels she has a bleeding Mako. She can feel that. But suppose the Isha just says, I feel I have a sore spot inside, but I don't know myself whether it's a bleeding Mako or just sore. So then she's not Mutelis. That's not what is the Mordechai Nago is my name, Achelik and the Raja. ולפיסקי מרי, סימן מבוא ובי בס יוסף, סימן זה חוב, להתר, בישחס. בישחס, that Gemara does not have reference to the Adam Achmastashmish. A woman has a flow of Dam. But the woman says, I have a man. The question is, should we say that the Dam is menstrual Dam? Or the Dam is Damako? So the Gemara says, if the woman says she has a mako, she's in a menace. So there's a machlokes between the Rashi and the Mordechai in the pshat in the Gemara. So in this Gemara, the Mordechai is a mach. You see, in the other Gemara, in Yesh Lo Vesetil Vesto, that has to do, that applies to the case of Yisho Shevo Asom Dam, Gimu Pome Machmas Tashmish. So according to the usual pshat, of course according to the Taz, so the Mordechai doesn't say that. So the Mordechai says, very big chumrah. So, but according to the pshat of most Mefarshim, so the Taz, so in regard to the case of Yesh Lo Vesed, the Mordechai is the biggest maker. But here, we're not dealing with Isha Shavuos or Dam Achmas Tashmish. We are dealing with a woman who has a flow of Dam. And she says she has a Mako Beis Emoto. So the Gemara says Nemanes. So the Rashba says, as long as the woman says, I know I have a Mako, I have a sore spot, so she's Mutanis Levaya. There's a Bible. But, and the Mordechai says, no. When is she Mutanis? If she says, I feel I have a Mako, and that the Mako is a bleeding Mako. So then, if she feels that she has a bleeding Mako, and now she has a flow, even though she doesn't know this flow, where it emanates from, whether it's of menstrual origin or it emanates from the Mako. But since she says, I know that I have a bleeding Mako, so then we say that this flow is to be attributed to the bleeding Mako. But only if she's sure that it's a bleeding Mako. Aber mo sag was mein Ziel, wie ich die Wartung schon machen mit da was schon schon weiß da. Und bis gemari ist in dem Vorbe wie bis Josef sich in der Kosa Fred. Wie ja hast du denken gehören muss doch. Wenn die Ziel da am Rad noch mehr hat die Body. Now this mari is also Mensch, die sich sei. Ihm kommt man schon denken noch gehören was doch im so so. Kim mock mehr hat bis dort. Ich schließe ich mako, ich bin sich sag go. Because he magesh it shall be king, she got some of Mahu king of Tas, we shall hold him stock in magesh it seems out. So he says, be shall be the Hun's dog, which is damn at Bahar Mizodin, Mashet Kashon or Kamsi Zayed, Hai no be Yeshua Beset of Gua. Or Yeshua had Ze culturally gear best. So the Priski Mari, the Thomas Adeshin says that is only true if the woman has a Beset of Gua. And she has a flow of dam, shaloi bishasves. Her Beset Kogua is on the 25th, and she found dam on the 22nd. So then we say that since this woman, when she is bathing b'chorim with Bokim, she doesn't detect any dam. When she pushes a piece of cloth to the zdodin, and then she takes it out, she finds dam. So it's a raya that this dam comes from this zdodin. Wo ma shel shol iz hayn di shol esko vual di shol kozek shol invest avo bin in achel hiki ra fun shol i bishas mes kiven di lagon hay binon shteida she vadai ma koso mit ye dam ve yo shol i sho lo mi shi daske this is what the mari says that's not right the mari acts relies on the shita of the Mordechai and Agoyes Mami, not on the shita of the Rashbo. Not on the shita of the Rashbo. Because according to the Rashbo, as long as the woman says, I know I have the source power, so then we attribute the flow to the source part, to the source part. And don't have to make any shish, maybe it's dami. But according to the Magos Maimon and the Mordechai, so only if the Isha says, I know that the Mago is not a mere source part. It's a breathing man. But suppose the Isha says, I only know I have a source part. Whether it's a breathing mark or not, I don't know. So then she is muteres only if she makes a bikkur in the churum zokin and finds it clean. And when she makes a bikkur in the zodin, it's not clean. But without this determination, in view of the fact that she doesn't know herself whether it's a breathing mark or not, so then she cannot be tailored down in the mark. In the mark. So what does it mean? So what's the kasha that has? Now, so we see that the mechaber doesn't pass like the Rashba. The whole raya, the mechaber passes the din of the marim sifzai. So he doesn't pass like the Rashba. He doesn't rely on the Rashba. So he passes like the Agoyes Maimon and the Mordechai. And the Mordechai. Abi yachol itrafu shulchan. V'chim da Mordechai bino shetida. שבאד המקוס המציא אדם ואיסו אישו מידעסקי בבד. So that's why the Mari says only if she makes a bike in the Chodim Zdokim and doesn't find them and makes a bike in the Zdokim and finds them. ובאגו אישה בדור העתיק תשוב אס מרי סגו ואישו שאיסר אדם אחר מרגלו ונצטער לו בשעס הפרוס מרגלו ואיב רמוד בסמיקו צדק אהו כזה שומעתי לו ביתי כשתך מסמיך לא כאילו בפני התיק רמוד בסמיקו צדק אהו ומסקונה כוסף שומע מסגו אהו ומידם לס למקו נורדת ומכל מוקי בני נורי נוניר לי סמיך לתיר את דוריו דיבי סיקשו במיקו שומעים בשעס רסטו אפילו יהיה מהגשס אבל דמח מסמק הכוס תלינון בידה מקו למען דומה וסטז רבון עד כאן לשני הרי שלהי כאילו בתירס בגלל בדיקה של זכר ונראה שלא לראות לו כאילו להפוך את מולי עושה תשובה שאין שם מליקה אפילו למגשס לפי שהי תשובה סביר להי וסטז רבונו אבל הוא בעץ מחוש למען דומה וסטז רייס כי נבוא השום בהי הגויל יומנת היינו שם ואם כן לפי מה דיקה אם לא לוחן וסטז רבונו כי נבוא הבסיני קופיטה ללוחה מדוחתן יש לנו הוקל גם כן כמרוי שם דיקה במי חנוק אפילו בין המגשס דידם יציר מקוס. So in other words, in regard to the case of a woman that Mary Segal mentions, that she sees דם אחר מרגלו. So then the Mary Segal is מתיר only if she needs it to care, כך נסמך לא כבפנים. Otherwise, not. So the Mary Segal himself says that without the דיקה of מכנוקי, as the Ramon discusses it, in Kuf Tzadikalo. מחמיר של הפדיר רב מישהו שיש לו בסד להצריך עובדיק דהי נקדם שתשתי תבדיק עצמו הייתי בחורם ובזוק ואם לא תמצא דם תכניס מחנוק. In other words, the woman had a problem that after she passed water, so she found out. So the Mari Segal says that it's muter, she's muteres libairo only if before she passes water, so she makes that diki of tachnis mechnoki al amok and mechnin vitashtim utkaleach atzmiyok ben miragleo vitetzi ameichi mikioi hei chochel deyo de adom namak. But without that diki, So she's not Mutaris Levaya. He says, Yeish Machmir. Ach Yeish Machmir. So, but, that's the Marisegel. But the Marisegel himself says that the reason as to why he is Machmir, that even if the woman has a Veset Kavua, and she sees the dam, after she passes water, Shaloi B'Shas Vesto, so she has to resort to that dike because he is chayshish for the shite that Vestas is the rice. The implication being that Marisegel himself concedes that once we say that Vestas is only the Rabbanon, that once we say Vestas is only the Rabbanon, then we don't have to be machmir to make that dike. So the question is, now the Ramo certainly passes that Vestas is the Rabbanon, and still he mentions the Psak of Marisegel. This is what he Harei shalei klav matir glav bitikish lechal unir shalos lop lavorek muzit shu vishay shalei klav magashes vishal utshu vesfiru vesed rabono abu hu baat zmichosh lomandu ma vesed reis kim hu shomai yagoy lunei vim kim it vimai bekam wa alochet vesed rabono vim vesed kuk vidalet uvecham duchten yish lun hokel gam kim kam vim vishu vike vim echnoki af lu beinu magashes di dam yeitzin makoso. So why does the Ramo in Simen Kuk Tzadik Halev require the dike of mechnoki? וזה שכוסף רבו קל מיוקי ויש לו וסת קבוע ושלוי בשבס ושלוי בשס וסטו. So without any dike, so in other words it's he mentions two kashes against Rambo. One kashe is that is really not here, that he relates to the Rambo in Simon Kuf Tzadik Halev, but since he discusses it here, so he mentions it together with the other kashe. So one kashe is directed against the Ramo in Simen Kuf Tzadik Halev, where he mentions the psak of the Marisegel, that if a woman who has a Veset Kavua, and Shaloi B'Shas Vesto, she has a problem, that she sees down after she urinates, so the Marisegel says that she is Muteres Levaylo only if she makes the Dike of Mechnoki before she passes one. But the Marisegel, so the kasha against the Ramo is, the Marisegel himself says that this Bikal de Michnoki before she passes water is required only if we are Chinshish, that Vestas is the Raisa. But if we say Vestas is the Rabbanon, then she is Mutaris Levaya without resorting to that Bikal. So the question, so Kushya number one is, the Ramo definitely paskens that Vestas is the Rabbanon. How is it he also paskens the Chumre of Marisegel, when the Marisegel himself says that he is only applying the Chumre because he is Chishish, perhaps Vestas is the Reis, and the Ramo himself paskens Vestas is the Rabbanon. So you shouldn't mention that Chumre of Mechnot. That's one kashi. A second kashi is that the Ramo over there is sincere. The Ramo here, because here he says, V'chol zeh b'yisho sheyish lo veset kavua, V'yoz yechilu nisben shalom b'shas vesto, b'makoso, af al pi sheyino yidaz b'vadai, shemakoso yitzi yadam. So she doesn't have to make any bliki of mechnok. All she has to do, nothing, she doesn't have to do anything. And over there, in regard to the same type of a woman who has a veset kavua, but shalom b'shas vesto, she sees dam after she passes water. So then the Ramo requires, she should make the dike. So kasha number one is, why does the Ramo in Simen Kuf Tzadik Halev say that when the Mora Dishmaitze of that chumri is the Marisegel, and Marisegel says it only if we say Vestas Reis and the Ramo Paskos Vestas Rabbanon? And kushi number two is, so there is a stira between the Ramo in Kuf Tzadik Halev and the Ramo here in Kuf Pizai. So, we have to say, yes, on the local gambling, gam, loishim dike levech noki. Afilu beinu magesh di dam yitzim makoso. וזהו שכוסף רמו קם להוקר, ויש לו בסת קבוע, ושלוי בשעס וסטו, והוא שלוי כדעס מערי, שזוכרנו, שהוא יחוש עם רמוד חיוליו, וכושר, תארת, חודש הרי שוכנו אורך כוסף בסיזיין, עם כל זמן שהיא בדקס, והי מפסק גמרי דליל, משמע כל שני מבואל מוכרח מזדונים, אז הוא מחורי, כל שני מדעס, בוודאי שמקוס המציע דם, וכדס מרי דליל, ומאבי מי רבי, יש לו נסת קבוע, כמו שאיזה יוסף, and then the Ramo also asked, and the Taz also asked. Now, here, the Mechaber himself pastens, the Ramo's Deen, calls Mars, I mean, the Mechaber himself pastens, the Deen of the Tomis Adreshen, calls Man Shibi Deken B'chala Chomun Vaz Dokin Mitzel Ksomin Kim Mok Macha Bizdodin Yesh Nisleis Shebi Mako Shebi Zitzad Bok Chol Shav Shmo Kos Mitzel Zayin Calls Man Shibi Deken Vayin Psan Gmar Yudu Mash Bakol Shini Nivuel Bimok Mechon Mats Dodin Az Nivu Lechum Kol Shini Gidaz Bivadai Shema Kosom Yitzir So it's mashma from the psak of the mechaber here that only if she establishes that in this dodim, the makin in this dodim, she bleeds. Because every time she puts in a piece of cloth in this dodim and then she takes it out, she finds it with blood. She finds blood on it. And every time she pushes in the chorim with zokim, that means toz mokeya, she doesn't find blood. So that means that she establishes the fact that the marking is dogging is a bleeding mark. So it's mashma. Only if it is established that the marking is dogging is a bleeding marking. But if the marking is a dogging is not a bleeding, but if she doesn't make that determination, she cannot be telling that it is a bleeding marking. Not known. And here the Ramo says, and Ramo does not make a hagoye. The Ramo, and Ramo here says, and Ramo, in other words, the Ramo does not make a hagoy and Siv Zion to say V'yei Shemri that Sha'afimu in loy botko ubiro that the mako is a mako hamitzia dam. So we can also assume that the mako is a mako hamitzia dam in view of the fact that she has a Veset Tovua and right now the Veset is not due yet. He doesn't say that, so that means that Ramo agrees with the Psak of the Mechaber and Siv Zayin that only if she determines beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Mako she has in the Tzdodim is a bleeding Mako, she determines by taking a dick in the Tzdodim and always finding down there, and by making a dick in the Chorim with Zokim and not find down there. So the question is, but according to the Psak of the Ramo here, so even if she doesn't know whether the Mako is a bleeding Mako or not, as long as right now, when she sees the dam, her Veset is not due yet, and she is a woman who has a Veset for a while, so we can always assume, take it for granted, that this dam that she sees now, it emanates from that market, and that market is a big market without establishing that fact. So it began. So that is here. Because it tells the whole Shavuot no, because it's in Zion calls my shidi bekes. Why not say Marie Louis? Why should she be who alone walk with my son as the chumre? Because she did all she was supposed to be done. Who does Marie Louis? Who Marie Maya Bishop is the who are who she is just saying say. We are more you with the ball that we time will came. We keep such way. And the whole God is in the Mako. We shall is last best to you. We sukosh the he when she will Ramo. Das Marie who besios. So, as a matter of fact, we could answer this kasha. This kasha against the Ramo we could answer. Because the Mechaber doesn't say, Isho sheyesh lo veset kavua, v'achshov lo yigi azman veset. Im kol zman shei bidekes b'chol achulim v'azdokim v'tzeyes ksonim, kim mokmecho, v'zdodim, yesh lisli shei mako shei nisitzan. He says, stop. So in other words, the Ramo can apply this Mechaber, Siv Zayin, to a woman who has a Veset Sheini Kavua. Now, what's the Psak of the Ramo here? The Psak of the Ramo here is Agoyans and Sifei. If a woman has a Veset Sheini Kavua, so he says, Imeimo Veset Kavua, Abo, Im Yodua Shebomen Amokir, Abo Pishi Yishlo Mako Bimokir, and Itele Bimako. אם אין לו בסת קבוע או אם כידעז בוודאי שמה כוסו מצידה. So the rabo can apply the mechaber in Siv Zayin to a woman who has a bese chayne kavua. So then rabo himself, so then it's in conformity to what rabo says in that goyin in Siv Hei. So it's not such a strong kashe against rabo, all right. So, the rabo you live as a kind of okay. If such way, we hold up the shlemako, we shall use as best to tell. The sukoshe, the chibi shavo, rabo das mavi, שבס יוסף שמחמירים בין לדעס שמקוסו מציר דם וכי מפוסק מריב ואילו בתשובה סינוך הופעי כי אם מריב מריסגו שצריך בדיקה דווקא מנורי להוקל נגדו ויסו קושה ודרכי מי שהגיד לבריהם דיין את חילו התיק סק מריב והקים קוסה וזהו שאין לכי קוסה לגוי שרדורת ושאין מריסגו וכשיש לו בסת תלוי ממקו שלוי בשס וסטו ואפילו אם לדעס שמקוסו מציר דם והוא נגד עיני המים והגוי שהרדור שתקנו שהצחר דווקא לטרס ליאו והלבדיקה במכנוקי והוקור שכוספקי רמולי לידון שקיימלון וסטס דרבונון כמו שנוכלנו בסומוך אם כאילו הויו ולהסקי דברי מאבי סגו עם דברי מאבי לפי דבורו שערי מבויה שמאבי עיני מייקל כנאו דיבירו שמייצר דם דווקא דרכת מהצדודים ולוי במקמה אחר ויסוד מיום עימי שערי בסימן קופצה לקאולב כוס רמו עצמי כדי למעביר עם אריסגו להכנו בישהו שראה דם מרגליים וכוס אף שוכנוי להצליחו בבדיקו במחנוקי אבל לא יבלעד אוכל וכנו מייקל שלא יבישס וסטו בכל עניין אף על פי שאין ידע שמה כוס או מציע דם ואין לו אם הרבדי דרוכב מישהו שיש לו מקו עוד יפמאי דילה דמייצד מרגליים זה הנה, זה בהדיה כוסף מעריב בתשובס שום סימן חופאי ומרגליים זה שני ונראה לי, ועודי היי מאישו שיש לו מקו בנסימוקי כאילו שמסתערס ומרגליו מוכר מירוסה שבו אדם מרגליים הרי דיקן חומותווי ואם כן דיבר רבו סייסחים זה זה יחידו שהוא חומי יריד אבל לא ישם ביקש, לא יביש וסייסטו עושים קוצר לקהלב, במי ברגליים דקיוטווי, קוסף דהוכנוי ועתיר על דבדיקי דווקי. So, but really it doesn't present any cash. Because the Ramo could say, first of all, the Ramo himself doesn't pass him like the Marisego. He only says, יש מחמירי. He mentions it as a שיטה of מחמירי. And he says that דהוכנוי, הוא המחמיר. And the Ramo himself could say that in the case of a woman who sees dam every time, now this is the case that he discusses. says like this. V'chol zei nimitzo dam b'mikret, avol isho sheregilo niris dam b'miragleo u'mageshes keil b'sho shematol esmayim, nirad yish lahatir, v'chol ibe, do yike yodayim mechichis, sheyish lo maka ha'machi v'yisabatol esmiragleo, u'mimenu ha'dam yeitze, v'afilo imotze dam, achar atol esmiragleim, ki pshkaneches atzmo teiro, v'me'achar v'mageshes keil, v'yimeitze dam, רק אחר התורס מרגליים ודאי במטו אך יש מחמירים שלא להתר so the Ramo himself mentions that actually this is more קל as the Thomas Adeshen says this is more קל why is this more קל because she feels pain she feels pain when she passes water so that's a raya that she has a certain kidney disease that it has nothing to do with dam needle. But then he says, the Marisego is machmir. The Marisego is machmir. So mele according, so he says, according to that chumre, according to that cheetah of the Marisego, so the fact that she finds dam in the Meraglai, that is a more stringent circumstance. That has to do with the Gemara, of Isha Shishtino Mayim Yotzadami Meiragleo. So it's no mysterious of a mele. That means, even though he, the Taz asks, we cannot say that the Ramo holds that in case where the Isha finds Dam in the Meiraglayim, so then it's more chomor, so then he requires her to make him dikin. Mashein kein, when the dam is not in the meraglayim, she just has a regular flow, the way she always has. So then it's more kal, then it's more kal, because the mariv himself, the tshuva says, that the only five isha sheish l'makom. But the Ramo himself mentions that. Why does Mariv say that this is odin? That is more calm. Because when she passes water, she has pain. So that's symptomatic of a certain kidney disease. The fact that she has pain when she passes water. So the Ramo himself says. But then he mentions another shite. That because of the fact that the dam is found in the Meiraglayim, so we have to be more cheshish. So what's the kasha against Ramo? And then Ramo himself doesn't even pass to like Yoram Segel. He just says that there is a chumre. So at first he says, "V'chol zeim nitzod dam b'mikra, avon ish asher yodin is dam b'ragleo magesh eskei. Nivadi ish lehatra b'chol inyen, mi'ikra didine." So he should be matir. So how does he is disposed towards what the Mariv says, that this is more cow than Isha Sheish L'Makom. But since there is the Mari Segel says that this is more chomo, so he says hochenoik. So there is a minig lachmia, but Ramo himself doesn't even pass it like that. In other words, so and where does the Ramo mention hochenoik? In a case where she can resort to Ibdiki. So since it's actually Bavir, and the Marisegel Shita is that where she finds Dam in the Meraglayim, then it is more Chomo. So Mimele, that's the minik to be Machmir, like the Shita of the Marisegel. But he doesn't agree with that, and he says, Loche, that we don't, she doesn't have to resort to the Nikki. On a theoretical level, he says, she doesn't have to resort to the decay. But there is a sheet of the Marisego, and the meaning of Noshim is to be Machmir. So they should be Machmir, because it's actually barrier, it doesn't involve any hardship situation, because she can make the decay of the Mechnoki, I mean, it will not interfere with anything. But only Mitzat Chumre, he says that. Not Mitzat Ikhali Dine, but Mitzat Ikhali Dine. So the Raboshite is that in the case of Anisha who has a matter, and if she has a vesed, if the woman has a vesed, and she sees dam shaloi mishas vesto, so then mitzad adin she's muteres and she doesn't have to make a determination that the mako she has basim okay is a bleeding mako, because we can take it for granted without any case. But he says, in case of a woman who finds dam in the meraglayim, so on account of the chumre of the marisego, so no aglachmir. So why should we be mizalzel that minute? But it's only mitzat chumre, and then there is no kasha as to why the marisego himself says that the reason as to why he requires the woman to make it tikal dimichnoki is because he is cheshish for the shite that festes in the rice. He is cheshish for the shite that in the rice. The implication being that if we pass the vestes the Rabbonon, so the Marisego himself will say she doesn't have to resort to the Vdike al the Mechnoki. And the Rabbo passes the vestes the Rabbonon, so that's no kasha either. What does the Marisego mean? He is cheshish for the shite that festes in the rice. I mean, no Rishon passes that vestes in the rice. We certainly paskin vestes is the Rabbonon. But the question is, when we paskin that vestes is the Rabbonon, is it only retrospective? In other words, if the vestes has already elapsed. So, according to the Mandoma of the Tanya that says vestes is the Raise, so then even if she makes it decay after the vestes has elapsed, and she finds herself clean, so she still has to count Zayinikim, and then go with Tefillah. And then go with Tefillah. Kol Zman Doma Veset Rabbanon. So if the Zman Veset has elapsed, and the Veset has elapsed, and she makes it Dikin, let's say the Veset was on the 25th day, now is the 27th day. So if she makes it Dikin and finds herself clean, she doesn't have the Bailo. She doesn't have to start counting Zayinikim, and then go with Tefillah. Go with Tefillah. So that Marisegel agrees that we pass in that way. There is no Rishon who passes that Vestes is the Raise, even retrospectively. When the Zman HaVeset has already elapsed. But most Rishonim say that since we pass in that Vestes is the Rabbanon, Vested Rabbanon, so mainly the Isser of Lovi Alishni, some of the Vesto is also the Rabbanon. Rabbanetam Shita is not like that. Rabbanetam Shita is, we say Vestes is the Rabbanon after the Zman HaVeset has elapsed. When we consider it retrospectively, then we say Vestes is the Rabbanon. But before the Zman HaVeset has elapsed, then she has to anticipate maybe she'll have the period. So maybe Lovi Alishti, some of the best is also the Raisa. So when the Mahi Segel says that he is Cheshish for the Shite, that Vestes is the Raisa, he doesn't mean the Shite is a Tanoim, that Vestes is the Raisa when it's considered retrospectively. But he means that the Yisrael of Lovi Alishti, some of the best is the Raisa. So maybe there is no Kashi against Ramo, because through the Ramo himself passes that the Yisrael of Lovi Alishti Somach Vesto is only the Rabbanon, but the Ramo himself in Simen Kuf Pidalet in the Agoyan Sivu says, Vachim Vitash Mishore. Why? Because the Yisrael of Lovi Alishti Somach Vesto is the Rabbanon. So maybe in the case of Hilch Lederech, so the mitzvah of lifted the sishne is the Yisrael Rabbanon of Somach Vesto. But then he says, we don't pass like Rabbanon. But he says, so here too. So there is no kashya as to why. He mentioned the chumrah of Marisegel, when the Marisegel himself says that it's only so if we say Vestel Reise. The Marisegel means Vestel Reise, not that when it's considered retrospectively, Vestes the Raisa. The Barisegel doesn't pass me like the Tanoim, who say that even retrospectively, Vestes is the Raisa. That no one passes. That's impossible. But he means Vestes the Raisa, the Isalomi Alishti, some of the Vestes is the Raisa. So the Ramon is also Machmi Abitiras Chumre, not Mikhalidine. Because Mikhalidine, he says, Nimeli Ishlahati Abicholim, and without any tickets. So maybe it's no cash at all. Oh, we came to the Ramo says in the day, the Chidu Shehu Chom, Meir Hitem Lo Yishom Dike, Shomoy Bishas Vesto, O Vismi Kutsutal Lig Mimir Braglayim, the Kiyo Tvei, because of the Hochenoi, Latin Al Dike, there's the Chumre, Hochenoi, there's the Chumre. So he suggests that Bimokim Shehef Shom Yivare, without any hardship situation, she should be mivare in Hachaname. If the woman will be in a situation she cannot resort to that bdike, then Ramo will not say nochel hafne. He only says it where it will not involve the hardship situation. If the situation is such that she can resort to the bdike al dinich noki. Suppose the doctor will say to the woman, you cannot put in any milk inside because that might complicate your condition. So then, of course, the Rabbi will not say that she has to resort to Ibdikal and Ifnoki. So maybe there is no cash against Rabbi. Umeir Yechom is our Kosav, she is using it in Rabbi Ezeiz, Agapi Shehu, Kidas Mavi, Kivu Sharashbo, Meitlo Becholim. Ut Mili, Iman Asel, Dibre Mavi, Rabbi Shari Dure, O Mavi, Dilinu, Bis Yosef, Bis Yivzayim, Kam. But of course, as far as the Ramo is concerned, so the Ramo in Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph mentioned that only with Tiras Chumre, and the Sivzayin, so the Mechaber and the Ramo might have reference to a woman who has a Vesechenik of war, so in Mele, there is no Kashi. Alright. כי לחומרים הוא להכניע של להכבים שכיש למעקו ונידע של יציאדם אם לא יבדר השיקות של השכונו סיבזיין דווקא ועם אחרים שלנו שייסים ומיים תום but we don't ask you because of all the other miscarriages most miscarriages I mean do not agree with the task בואי נראה להם הזדהיתי שאם בשעת הקיים מייצה דן מוכר מילצד ממנו הוא בו ועל כמות הרף מלאכה שיפציק הקיים מייצה דן נראה להם תמצי סייסי אדם שהוא יהיה בשעת הקיים נשא זה כמו שכוס עד רמו בסימן קופצה לקאו ואי מה שכוספתי שום בתשובה שלה בסוף לטעז איזה מחנה לגורץ להילחס so the psak of the Ramo is the psak of the Ramo is that if a woman has let's say a flow of dam and she has a mako and she does not know whether the mako is a bleeding mako or just a sore spot so then it depends if the woman has a vesit kavua and she has the flow and she sees dam shaloi bishas vesto then she can take it for granted that this flow emanates from the mako and that in all certainty this mako is a mako even though she did not determine it herself through dikis but if the woman has a vesit sheni kavua and she has a flow of dam even though she knows that she has a sore spot inside but as long as she did not establish that that sore spot is a bleeding mako so she cannot be tailing the mako that's the psak of the Ramo the psak of the Taz is that even if the woman has a vesit kavua and she has a flow of dam shaloi bishas vesit and so she cannot be tailing the mako so if she only knows that she has a sore spot but only if she also is convinced that this sore spot is a bleeding mako but if she herself says I know there is something sore inside but whether it's a bleeding mako or not whether it's a bleeding sore or not I don't know then she's a sore even though she's a woman who has a vesit kavua and that flow of dam takes place shaloi bishas vesit but there is one situation where the Taz is also making. In other words, if at the time that she has the flow of dam, she has pain, so then that even the Taz is making. Voi mirale. Im yeish lo mako shol yom no shnachi vesidere iz dam mako kazu, af al pishe zu im yedas, yeish lo islains vi mako. Otherwise, so then another thing. So, like this is very machmir, but then he mentions two situations where he's making. Now one situation is, if at the time she has the flow of dam, she feels pain, so then it's mistaba to come to the conclusion that this dam is because of the mako, because when she has a menstrual flow, she doesn't have this kind of pain. So why does she have the pain now? So that's a raya that it's from mako. Another situation, even if she doesn't know whether this mako is a bleeding mako, but when she describes the nature of the sore spot to other women, so the other women tell her that they have the same kind of sore spot and with them they know it's a bleeding mako. Let's say the other women went to a doctor and the doctor made an internal examination and he saw that it's a bleeding mako. But this woman did not go to a doctor. But this woman tells the other women, she describes the nature of the sore spot and the other women tell her that they have the same sore spot and then upon examination they were told by doctors that it's a bleeding mako. So then she can reach the conclusion that her mako is also a bleeding mako. In other words, that means that it's also a determination that it's a bleeding mako. In other words, because by describing this mako to the other women tell her that they have the same mako and they determined already that is a bini makor. So b'meile, this makor of this woman is also a bini makor. All right, so the Taz is a big machmir, but we don't pass for like the Taz. We pass for like the Ramon. All right. Shadam yeitzim imen. Zen is boyo bisipei sheish machlekei pirushi. Avo kol zman, gam zen is boyo bisipei, ma shekoshim yizel ramo shom. Ei matir nisal ben fuo peh, she nisgaro shadu, nitzim eisom imbayo. Because he says, "Umazman azei matir al benifuezu." So he says, "Peyushim izgaroshim, avol imitzim eisem ibayim." Now, so the other Taz we already learned. Now let's have to go over the shot. Sieht das Wort in der Schach. Wie mir gisho, nir ich zaz. Wie mir gisho, zau kem ich as tasch mich, ne kula ome je schlisch mich ab dike mi bau erisch. Nir ich zaz, ki chili u make je schlo, wie je schlisch mich ab dike. Im, not words, the Ramon doesn't mean, not that he doesn't mean, he says explicitly, that the Hagosha Sar Kibish Astashmish in itself does not determine that this is because of the Maki. And we still have to be Cheshish, even though every time she sees Dam, Machmastashmish, it is coupled with Tsar and Kib, and that is a Ragwaimedor, it's a prima facie evidence that the Dam emanates from the Maki, because otherwise she shouldn't have paid. But it's only Raglai Lidov. It's a Raik Tzas, it's not a Yechochet Mure. So, but, in such a case, so, according to everybody, we can rely in Lechatchile on the Tika Sheferes, even in connection with the Baalish. So, Mechlemes, Kosa Lapidish, that's the Rambam's term. Kosa Lapidish, if you dale, the Lav Yoshi, ask him. So he says that how can we visualize according to the Rambam? So Yesh lo veset til vesto means that if the woman has a veset kavua, and she saw damach nastash misom to vesto, and the ino itself, so then she's mutaras abayah. Because since it's omkul vesto, so the most natural conclusion is that this is damido. But it just happened that this dam came at the time of the tashmish. So the question is this. So then, according to the Rambam, the braisa is referenced to a chilti, to an avayah, because there is an is. So the pesha says, lav yoshi asking. Ulrabnetam de machmir liil simen kufpidale lifnis. So, Bishleime, according to the other Rishayim, who say that by Yitzin Derech, that the Yisrael of Somach Levesto is only Yisrael Rabbonon. So, Meile, by Yitzin Derech, so is Mutal Lechat Chile to be Boal Yishtei. So, Meile, we can visualize the Rambam's Pshat in connection with one with Yitzin Derech. But according to Rabnetam, that the Yisrael of Somach Levesto is an Yisrael Raisin. So maybe Yitzhak Derech is not allowed to be Boal Yishtei Tzomach Levesto. So then we can only visualize the Rambam's Pshat in the Gemara of Yishtei Leveset in connection with Havayonim. That's inconceivable that the Gemara has reference to Havayonim. Uramtan Yimach Yosim Kupidal Lifchis Menu Tzomach Levesto Av Yitzhak Derech Mishkach Yosoche O Tzomach Shemuteh Ot Tzomachon Yitramitam. How can we visualize the Rambam's Pshat? And not in connection with Havayonim. So he says, the Prisha mentions a bit Chiddush. So he says that we can visualize the Rambam's Pshat even according to Rambam, that Yetzel HaDerech has no heter of being Boal Ishni Somach Levesto. But then we have to explain the Gemara not Somach Levesto Mamish, but the Eino prior to the Eino of the Mesut. Now, we saw there was a Shite. There was a Shite of the Ozahua. There was a Shite of the Ozahua in the Ravon, who said that their husband is mechuyev to be separated from his wife two eines, the eines of the beset and the eine prior to the eine of the beset. In other words, if she expects the period, let's say in the morning of the first of the month, so the night of the first of the month, she's also so. If she expects the period in the night of the second of the month, so the daytime of the first of the month, she's also so. That's the shite of the Azahua and Ravon. So he says, according to Rabbetam, we have to apply this case of Shim Shosomuch Vesto, not Shim Shosomuch Vesto Mamesh, or to be Shiaskino. So it means somuch somuch levest. That is also called somuch. That can also be called somuch levest. But not according to the Yazua and the Ravon, because according to the Yazua and the Ravon, we don't gain anything. But I suppose that even according to Ravon, I'm sure that even according to Ravon, that the Isa of Lovi Alishni somuch levest is the right say, but this shite of the Yazua and the Ravon, that the Eine prior to the Eine of the Vesem is also Sadet, certainly on the Rabbon. And if that is certainly on the Rabbon, so if someone is Yitzhak Derech in the Eine prior to the Eine of the Vesem, then it will be allowed. So Mele will be able to visualize this case of Shim Shosomuch Levesto. So he's massive on the fish. He's massive on the fish monarch. If you say that it means the more the price is reference to a case where she's read Damach Mastashish, Gimu Pom, in the prior to the Sabeset, Mimele, she's still in the Beset. He's still in the Beset, but. So the Kashi is Molevshah. According to whom do you explain it that way? According to the Ozahua and Ravon. According to the Ozahua and Ravon. So again, not to be Shiaskin. But according to all the other Rishayim. According to all the other Rishayim. So what difference does it make? Whether she saw Damach Mastashish in the Eine prior to the Eine Sabeset, or she saw Damach Mastashish 5 days before the Eine Sabeset. Because according to all the other Rishayim, we are chilek and the Ravon and the Ozahua. So Mele, the Eine prior to the Eine Sabeset is like 5 days prior or 10 days prior to the Eine Sabeset. So Mele, we cannot attribute it to her Veset. So Mele, he says, no, we have to say it. We have to say that Yoshiaskinon of Rabishim Shom. They don't have to be Avayonim, they might be Shemikim, they don't know the thing. So they are just hating, not Avayonim. It's not Yoshiaskinon. And even if they are Mezidim, well, such things unfortunately happen that people are even Avayonim as Mezidim. It happens every day. So, Inochaname. But it really doesn't present any kashi against the priest. Because what you see, the cliche first said as follows. Because of cliche, no, I was asking. Or I'm the time to make no way in the same concrete out. Leaf is many so much less, but I'm not so there, I'm not sure how much. So much in the Kigay, Imrioso, Trila Sayen, the Mutter, we hold a lot of shall come. So in other words, the cliche says, not according to Rabbetam, so we have no cash or what we should ask, because we can apply this case of Shim Shosomuch Levesto to what is Yitzhak Derech. So it's not a chenke, it's Mikhail Mitzvah. But the kashi is according to Rabbetam. The Tzomuch Levesto is a Nisa Deraisi. The Tzomuch Levesto der Zomach Levesto is a Nisa der Reise. So Mimele, so Mimele, so we'll say, according to Rabbetan, so we can apply it according to the Shite. If we say like Rabbetan, so then we can apply it according to the Shite of the Yozorua and the Rabon. Not according to the Shite of Tata Vesheni. But the Yozorua and the Rabon, assuming that they agree with Rabbetan. But they will not say that in the Eine, prior to the Eine Sabeset, it's also the Reise. That according to the Yozorua and Rabon is only the Rabon. If it's only the Rabon, so then the Yozorua and Rabon will be made it. That in the Eine, prior to the Eine Sabeset, if he's the Eitzel Adereach, he's Mutal of Yalushkei. So the Mele, it applies to such case. This is what I mean. All right. מן עמי הוכב האלה, ביטענו שהוא ביוסימונים עדיין שהם צורך ליפקי זמן, כל שלא יתובע שגיבו פעמי, וכל יוצא מקפיבים, תראימו, in any case where there is no איסר, לא ביאלוש. יקום הרוכב, לא ראשי שם שסום את הווסטו, שפוס החטש לי שהוא פעם אחת יפיד, בזמן שהוא יתקום את זה, יגיבו לא תראו את זה. אם ישמע כדי סימון, כי אם תראו את המקוס או... קוס הבא, די פירו שבכל איזה מוקים שבאיזה מוקים אלו פרוץ על אימא באיזה מוקים עצמי שלשום יצא אדם יש לו לשום מקו ופיחוך אם אדם יצא מן המוקר צורך שתדע שיש לו מקו במוקר אבל לא פה בסתם מקו יש לי אין תאירי אדם במקו שיש לי תאירי מדם הקוסו קוס והגוי עדיין מאיר מרבי זל בתשובס ואפילו בוא תקעצו לי של פרס ומוצו להניח תאירי ממק זאת אומרת, if she has a מקו so then it's תאירי מדם הקוסו even though that she submitted to the test על ידי של פרס and we found on the מאיר we found דם on top of the מאיר we found דם So it's also telling me Mako. Maybe I why? Because when we find dam on top of the meich, on top of the shiferes, so it does not necessarily mean that that was picked up from the moke. Because as the shiferes was introduced inside in the course of its movement, of its motion, it might have picked up, the top of the shiferes might have picked up some drops of dam from the from the mako from the mako all right vi da mako so mi shulim da mioso in kelim da mako kos va la magi va ran va rashbo dav ke shi nisboy so de taz mech ne sente shi nisbar shi mi shul po la ba khatim mi mako shi ni shim khatim tar imet vi khin da so vosh khamo vi khin pos kha khin lo ikam ba o mas mi va vosh she shi tsol va mis le khokho shi imu mi shul וכן כוסו בסיוסף ואחר. וכל זה מישהו שיש לו בסף קבוע. וכל זה מישהו שיש לו בסף קבוע. ואוז יחיינו לי כלי שלו עם שסבסטו במה כוסו. אף אחי שנדל בבדה שמה כוסו יצא יודע. היו בספרי שיחחתי בסביר ללמוד חי, דים יש לו בסף זמן קבוע, שהוא ראה תלה שלוי בשעס וסטו, בווסטו, אפילו אם הוא מה ככלל, אמרינו שזהו דם תויו, נת דודים מחמס מיוח תשניש. So the שחס is, that if the woman has a וסט קבוע, and so שלוי בשעס וסטו, she can be, אם יש לו וסט זמן קבוע, שיראה תלה שלוי בשעס וסטו, בווסטו, אפילו אין לו מה ככלל, אמרינון שזהו דם תויר ומן הצדודים מחמס מי הוכתש שעדיין לא הגיע וסטו זה עדיין לא הגיע וסטו in other words in the case where she has a וסט קבוע and then she had a flow of dam שלוי בשעס וסטו שלוי בשעס וסטו and So then, even though she does not have a make, she doesn't know of any make, so then we can be tailored that if Nazgodi machmas miyach tashmish, she ariadayim uigia besto, Wir hachte schon, sie gab mal wie, die Psoch auf sie und sein Hinki. Er wurde die, ich mache Mordechai, mit Kirch Koshi. Die Chiven, die Sphäre, die mich azoki, in ihrer Boer, die Zmane, mit Hanne, die Teilen, die dann teuer, und Maschel, wo ihr Teilen, wie Leute, die Koshi, die Sphäre, die Heiche, die ich mache, aber auch die Schiene mit ihr Damm, die Teilen. Und wie Chai Gabne, so die Marie, die Jesus von dem Mordechai, wie auch der Fakt, der Mordechai says, that the whole aloha of the damach mustache is given upon us on the Bible applies only to a woman who has invested chenichum. But a woman who has invested kavua, a woman who has invested kavua, so then we assume that the riyas damach mustache is not godly, because that's more usual. Because that it should come from the Mokia Machmas Tashmi, she is highly unusual. But in case of a woman who has a Vesa Shemikovua, on account of the fact that in such a woman there is a certain bodily experience that is likely to arouse the period, so maybe it is the Tashmish that arouses the period. So, but if the woman has a Vesa Kovua, so as Vesit Kavua, so even though now the Diaz Dam was Shaloi Bishas Vesko, so the reasonable conclusion is that the Dam comes Nazar. So since the Marie is Midayik, since the Mordechai says that because of Chazoki in Eira Boer of his money, so the mayor, we assume that the Dam Toyo, the Dam Toyo, Marshal Oyo, Taylor Loise, Nikolski, the Spirley, the Heche, the Kemako, Afa Pishin, it's here, Dam, the Teo. So, because of that, so actually the Mordechai doesn't say that he is Chelkan Deraja. Why does the Marie say that the Mordechai is Chelkan Deraja? Why does the Marie, so he says, that the Marie says that the Mordechai Shita is that where she has a Makre inside, even though it's not determined that it is Mitzia Dam, so Avapishin Mitzia Dam means we don't know whether it's a bleeding Makre or not. In other words, the Mordechai shita is that on the contrary. Not as the Tah says that the Mordechai Shita is according to the Tah, the Mordechai is the biggest mach. But he says, the Shach says, that the Mordechai is the biggest make. Number one, the Mordechai Shita is that if a woman sees damach mastash mishim upomi, and the woman has a vesit kavua, and she saw the damach mastash mishdim upom shalom vishas vesto. So on account of the fact that the Rabbi is manibo, so we come to the conclusion this dam probably is emanates. This dam probably comes from the zlodim, even though the zlodim don't have any mark. Do we know of any mark in the zlodim? But since there is a chazoke that the Rabbi is manibo, and some mele, and there are two possible explanations to explain the Riyas Damach Mastash Mishkim upon him. Either on the basis of the fact that it's minamokei, or on the basis of the fact that the Zdodin became so Machmus Miach Tashmish, so the Zdodin became so. So the Mordechai says that on account of the Chazoke of Ira Bismanibo, we have to accept this explanation, that the dam emanates from the Mio Chazgodim, from the, even though we don't know of any man. So certainly, the Shach says, so certainly the Shita of the Mordechai is, in the case of a woman who has a flow of dam, and the woman knows that she has a maki, even though she did not determine that the maki is a breeding maki, that the dam emanates from that maki which she knows she has. So even the poskim who are chilik, because the Mordechai is a big maker, maiden, kidney, ikel, it's a heter, she is a makom, but the adrobe maile in divara, So you see, the Shach is at the opposite pole of the Taz. According to the Taz, so the Mordechai is the biggest machmir. Why is the Mordechai the biggest machmir? That's all due to the Taz explanation of the Mordechai. In other words, the Taz doesn't explain the Mordechai. That the Mordechai says that by a woman who has a Beset Kavua, so then, Rei Damach Mastashkish Dimu Poomim is Muteres Labayim. Then the Mordechai doesn't say, the Taz links one Mordechai with the other. What according to the Shach is two separate Mordechais, because one Mordechai relates to one piece of Gemara, one member in the Braise, and the other Mordechai relates to the other member in the Braise. So the Mele, the Taz says that the Mordechai Shite is, that even if a woman has a Beset Kavua, and is Masik al Ramo, the Taz. So the Psak of the Shita of the Taz is because of the Taz Shat in the Mordechai, so it comes to all these Chumas. So the Tashiti is that according to the Mordechai, so we cannot be tailored in the Amako, even if the woman has a Veset Kavua, even if the woman has a Veset Kavua, and she sees Dam, Shaloi Bishas Vesto, unless it is established that the Mak is a Breeding Mak. That's the Tashit, because of his Pshat in the Mordechai. But according to the Shach, that the Mordechai mentions two separate halachas, so mainly the Mordechai mentions this Bikule, that a woman who has a Veset Kavua and sees Dam Machmastash Mishdimu Pomim Shaloi Mishas Vesto, so he's interested by law, because of the Chazoke of Eira Bismanibo. So we are forced to come to the conclusion that this dam is, it emanates from the, so the this dam emanates from the Mio Chazgodim. So Achaskamo Vechamo, if a woman knows she has a mark, if she doesn't have a mark, she knows she has a market, but she doesn't know whether it's a breeding market. So we certainly should attribute it to the Mako. If we attribute it to the Mia Hazlodi, when we don't even know that there is such a thing as the Mia Hazlodi, why do we establish such a proposition that this woman has a Mia Hazlodi, that it's not in our soul? So why? Because she has a flow of dam, shaloi bishas vesto. And that's an unusual thing, because Eirav is money. So how can we explain this unusual phenomenon of this woman having a flow, not in its due time? Because she must have had miyuch hazodah. So certainly, if we know that the woman has a market, even though it wasn't established that it's a bleeding market, so we certainly should take it for granted that it is a bleeding market, and the dam comes from that bleeding market, and even the Rishayim who are really come that Mordechai Chiddush, because that Mordechai Chiddush, that the whole aloche of Rei Damach Mastash Mishmu Pomim Asura Lebailo applies only to a woman who has a Beset Shnei Kavua, Yishkas Yochid, and under shame in achilik, so the achilik can net chidish in regard to a woman that we don't know that she has miyuchat zodim. So the other shame say, how can we take it for granted that she has miyuchat zodim when it wasn't established and she herself doesn't even claim that she has miyuchat zodim? Mashiach came in the case where the woman knows that she has a machen zodim, but she doesn't know whether it's how strong it is, whether it's breeding or not. So then, even the Rishayim who are Achilik and the Mordechai will agree that you can attribute it to the Makom. V'chagam neshalach ha-piska Achilik ha-mot ha-melikim v'kitzadeta she'ish l'makom v'al-pi ha-dvorim ha-ele in Divrei Rav. So that's why the Ramah passed in that way. V'habachi v'mpshat ha-Mordechai v'vitim v'makoson v'kshiratim v'meser. V'her, in other words, the Bach also explained the Mordechai that way, that one is connected with the other. So memele ve'ha'ru b'kushyes u'pirukim u'chvosotarati shom pogor baruch ayim shom elo hador aboro sh'amor lechai mitzayin abraise v'til makoso v'chimuch abis yosef v'dafi meishe which was maram padve u'sh'achim yivu poshim. So I mean what the Taz says, what the Shach says is very very mistake. What the Taz says, because everything that the Taz says here and this is based upon the premise that when the Mordechai, the Mordechai says in connection with Yeshua Veset is linked with Yeshua Makom, and that's a deichak in the Rosh Hashanah, and it's a deichak in the Rosh Hashanah Mordechai. So anyway, it's not mistaber what the Taz says, because everything is based upon the Taz explanation of the Mordechai. All right. Not that it's linked. Not that one is linked to the other. It's two separate halachas. One is not linked to the other. V'chei Yosef Yosef Darkenish, u'lichivis maram padre, simentes v'yudu sha'achim, hu poshet. So the Yosef and the Darkenish, the maram padre, and the Shach, they all say that the Mordechai mentions two separate dinim. One dini, the Mordechai mentions a connection with Yeshua Veset, which is a big chidesh, and another separate din has nothing to do with this din. So he mentions in connection with Yeshua Mako, Taylor Makos, with his Emire, the Lehatir, and with Bayo, we should become a Mikame, Shosh Hazal, Shalom Lehati, Shom and Bayo, or we should be Yune, Kil, Hilka, Hiko, Yere Mahastash, our Mikomoke, Sri Horish of Zayuki, Ibrahim Gabne, Lismeha Mordechai. Rashi Yire Shechili, Vigam Rambam, Vyarashbo, Vyarambam, Vyatur Shokla Poskin, Shepir, Shubim Shloveset, Vishim Shosom Chlovesto. Till Vesto, they have not a shot, Alma Vishim Shok, Som Chlovesto, Afil Vishloveset, Utalino, Nidam Toyo, Vichikosa Vichimis Maram Padre. Now, like this, the Shach is mentioning Bikulas. But now he mentions a Chum. He says that this Allah, that this halacha, that im yesh lo makom is teil b'makoso, so that only means ligabi, that only applies ligabi da halacha of reda machnastash misasuro lebayo ligam. So mele de chachomim anat machmir didn't want to be machmir in ligabi that. But it doesn't mean that if a woman saw damach mastashish, kibul pomi, or even if she saw damach mastashish once, as far as counting zayin kim is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether it's kibul pomi or pamachas. So it doesn't mean that if a woman saw damach mastashish kibul pomi, or once, and she has a make, that she doesn't have to count Zayinikim. Ketayinikim, she has to count. Zayinikim, she has to count. Because now from the Shachitz Mashma, that according to the Mordechai himself, she wouldn't even have to count Zayinikim. That's how it's Mashma. Because since the Mordechai applies the Gemara of him Yeshua Veset, tell the Vesta, that a woman wears a Veset Kavua. So without a Mak, So she can be tele. She can be tele in the veset. She can be tele in the veset. So in other words, so we say that it's tele the dam toiru. So that means that even that according to the Mordechai himself, she doesn't even have to count Einikin. But after all the other Rishonim do not agree with this Chiddush, with this school of the Mordechai, because they have other pshotim. Rashi is one pshat, the Rambam is another pshat. So the Mele, that Chiddush of the Mordechai falls down, that Chiddush. So the Mele, so too we pass, there are more passes that if a woman so dam machmas tashmish, gimu pomi, and she has a veset kavua, and she so dam machmas tashmish, gimu pomi, shall we be shas vesel? She so dam machmas tashmish, gimu pomi, shall we be shas vesel? So she is not a suro, so it's only regard to being a suro, the bailo, the gamra. So the male, the chachomim will make Mashenke, we got be counting Zionikin. So if a woman so damach mustache, even though she has a mak, and even though she has a mak, and she saw the damach mustache, she saw Shalom Bishas Vesto, so we have all kinds of choches, of indications, that the dam is not a nido, but she'll still have to count Zionikin. She'll still have to count any key. So he says, why? Because Mishum Yilachav Mekemeitz, Choshu Chazal, Shalu Leheitzi Isho Mibayro, Umishum Yigune Hikiru, Hilkach Heila Avziko Bereyed Machastashmish, Avon Nikol Mokim, Tzricho Leishiv Zaynikim, Dibichai Gavne Lismeicha Amodechai, Dom Nidivre Rashi Nire Shecheli, וגם הרמב״ם והרשב"א והרמב״ם והטור שכל הפוסקים שפירשו ואם יש לו וסת ושאם שסמוך לווסתו תלמי וסתו אל מלוי שאם שסמוך לווסתו אפילו יש לו וסת לא יתעלים עמדי דם תוירו וכן כל סד בתשובה סמרם פדלו ואשר מסתפק מלוסו אם יש לו אותו גלימה מאוד חי בפירוש אם יש לו וסת תלמי וסתו כל בדי לוי ומי הוא אשר חי ומהיג ועל הוקר נגד כל הפוסקים האחרים וכן הרב לא הכיר לו שלא יחזיקו בריא המחלסטשי וגם זה ביש לו מקום אבל כפי שהיא מציע דם מציע דם So in other words, so from the Shachitz mashma that according to the Mordechai himself she will not even have if a woman will be ריא דם מחלסטשי will be in דם מחלסטשי and she has a mako So then she will be tailing the makom, and she won't even have to count Zayinikin. But the din is muchach from the Mordechai. But the other Rishayim, who are chilek on the Mordechai, so the din is not muchach. So in Mele, it's only muter, shaloi laharziko b'reya machmastashmish. Shaloi laharziko b'reya machmastashmish. But Zayinikin, she has to observe. Now here we have the Rabbi Kilegia, where he said Mishimigina Ikiru, Bilaboch Yishlema, the revival of the Yisarag, the Chidin Yehudiko, Liris Machmastashish, Shemotire Vishastashish, the Indian Veset, the Haver and the Rabbonon, Kilikaimel and Vest with Rabbonon, Lose Samchino on the Hokeil, Lislis Bimako, Abu Indian Zayni Kim, Loisamchino. So we answered the kasha of, it's not the kasha by Rabbi Kilegia, but Rabbi Kilegia apparently assumed, and that he says explicitly, he spells it out in Tshuva Samech, that the whole halacha of Rei Dam Machmastash Mish Gimul Pomi, Rei Dam Machmastash Mish Gimul Pomi, is a sole bailo, that's based upon the union of Vestas. And since Vestas is Rabbonon, so it's only in the Rabbonon. But the Shach Shita could be that the Daloche of, as a matter of fact, the Shach mentioned that Agos Maimon, and that Agos Maimon says, that Afilu Bot Katzman is Shifaris, and we want to damn Klau, and the Teres, the Shamish, and the Kach, Dilma Misrapa. So the term Nisrapo indicates that it's not on the basis of Vestes. Because if it's on the basis of Vestes, then it's psychosomatic. So a Veset can only be Neka. A Veset can only be Neka if there is a Shino Aveset. But not on the basis of the fact that we didn't find out. So in other words, since the Shach mentioned the expression of the Agois Maimin of Nisrapo, that means that it's not on the basis of Vestes, but on the basis of a Chayil. Chayil can be Nisrapo. Vestes is not in the year of Nisrapo, Vestes. There can be Akiras Aveset, not Nisrapes Aveset. The Veset does not become Nisrapo. So the Shach Shit is that it's based, our Chayil Bayo is based upon the Chayli of Mimala Vinifetes. So since it's based upon the Chayli of Mimala Vinifetes, so Mimele, the Shach has to say, because Mishemigune he killed Rabbon. Because Mishemigune he killed Rabbon. But he cannot say that since Vestes is Rabbon, because the Shach Shite could be that a woman who he could agree even with the shite of the Chalkas Mechaikik, that when it's Yerleyes Dam Machmastash Mishgim Upami, so she's Asuro Lebailo Midrais. Alright. Ava Pishin Yidea Shema Kosom Yitzidam Piru Shafu Yidas Chlal Shedal Kosho Amaku Lo Yitzidam Vichei Ime Yino Veset Kavua והוא סופיק מאדם גם מהמוקר, או אם נעזגות איתם, הוא נאמר גם מכיר הספקסק. סופיק מאזגות כאילו מהמוקר, ואם זה מהמוקר שם הוא נאמר כה, דין זה יצא הרב בדרכי מי של דברי השבר שם הדורס, אם הם בוא, זה ראשי, איש שיש לו מקו, וזה מוקר מנידס, אם המקו מציא אדם, אם הגשת בעת, או שאדם בו מנהרי לכם תמיו, ונחיל ניסלי למט, ואם ידע שבו מנהמר כה תאירו, שתאירו למט, אבו בשעס וספרו, כשידע שבו מנהמר כה תמיו, ומוקר, איש שיש לו מקו ביסי מוקי, לא יתה את מיו לאילו. אך פה צומרו שנמצאו בגודית בגודרו תאירים, שתאירים ממקו. אבו בשנידע שמה מקו בצי אדם, שבקסום הם היו חילוק. וכל זה דעת אמרי שחי משמע מדבורו, שחוס ועקי וחי משמע גו יסמיימו, ושאים סיבה תחומה ועמוד אחרי. ופי הנזגייתי דבש לו לערב, כוכב, כל סבא שרקירם, אם הגשת בעצמו שאדם בו מן הרחם פניו, משמע דווקא כשידעס שבו מן הרחם, דהיינו עמוק, הולה בו חתר, אף על פי שמידעס שעמקו מציא אדם, משמע נעמה מליקוס אף סומק, מה יראה בין מישהו שיש לו בסת קבוע, או שאין לו בסת קבוע, זה כוס הרחם משמע גויס, בגויס מים ללמוד החגוליון שדברי כתבה שעד דורי, אבל באמס הוא משמע מידי, הוא יקור מראים להגשת בעצמו שהאדם בו מן הרחם אלא כי כסייפה דכל כסומר או תאו למה כוסו תדע, זה הרי הגויס מיימן כוס משם ספר התרומו אישה שיש למעקו באיסי מוקים ונדע עשי מה כוסו מציא אדם עם לב, עם דקס עצמי איסי מוקים מוצאתם הוא מהגשת כי אדם נשמע רחם עד מי הוא כל כסומר או תאו להוק לך פרשני וכינו בספר התרומו אם כן עד רב הוא חרד עם הגויס מיימן ספר התרומו איפה דאפילו אינו מהגשת כשאדם נפל מהרחם, אלו שבודקו ואיזה מוקי מוצא דם, מיו אם אני ידעס שמקוסו מציא דם, וזה בו. ואורך משמע, פשט דברי הפוסקים, ואפילו בסתומס, צורך שתדע שמקוסו מציא דם, וסוכה של יוערה, ומי ספק סליקי הוא זה, הויקל מימה מיד, דיומן דמיניקה גם ל... לא מיקרא ספק סוויקה כבר, וכשלא כסף מיני ספק סוויקה בי"ד, שוב מוצא סיבית שלו סמרה מלשבון, סיב סיבית בי"ד, שכל סבור הגוי שרף, שיש לפק פיקל חלוקי דינוב, וכולה היי, ואולי קימן למה שכסף. So he is masik, the Shach is masik, and Ramo. The Ramo says, that if she doesn't have a vesit קבוע, והוא סופיק, אם הדם בו מן המוקר ומן הצדודים, So talimam b'makom mikiras vekzvek. One sofik is sofik minas godim min amokir. V'im timtzom imam min amokir, shemu hu min amak. Avon yudu hau shibu min amokir. So this is vekzvek. So Shachzeis is not a Zwecksweke. The Zwecksweke is a Lechon. Because in final analysis, it's one topic. Is this Dam Dam Nido or is Damak? So you can split it in two ways. Because Damako can be Damako in Adodim and Damako can be Damako in Amokia. According to Ramoshike, that Damako in Amokia is also not, is also Teo. But it's the same Shaila. It's one topic. It's one topic. So it's Mishemechot. So in Mele, we cannot say it is vexing. Now, what is the Sheet of Ramo? So the Sheet of Ramo is that it's not Mishemechot. Because even though the Ramoshike is, the dam in Amokye, the damakom in Amokye is teiro, but the halacha is that the Gemara says, Beferesh, that it's mitame. She's not a soul of bayo. But mitame it is, because Mokye atzme is mitame. So, in other words, if dam comes from the Mokye, even if we know that the dam is damako, so that's the Gemara Beferesh's, that the dam is tame. But, according to Ramo, and most Rishonim, she's not a Surah Bailo, but Moker Atzme is Mitame. That's the Aloche, that Moker Atzme is Mitame. That Mokir Atzme, Mokir became Itomi Komifus. So, Ablet Asov Ari Shateiro Midam Tomei, the Osi Darach Mokir, Rabbon Asov Ari Shateiro Mokir Mikim Itomi. So, Mimele, but it is Tomei, so it's Mitami to Masere, but she's not a Suri Bailo. So, Mimele, it's not Mishemechot. When is it Mishemechot? If it's the same subject Mamish. For example, now, we cannot say, by Pesach Posuach Mitzosi, so Rishonim point out that we cannot say, it is Zwecksweke. It is Zwecksweke. One topic is, maybe she was Nemsu. And then, maybe, Vim Timtzoleimar Birotzen Zinso, maybe Zinso Kishik Tano, and Pidruk Tano Inesi. So we cannot say that that's a Zwecksweke. Why? Because if she was Mizane Kishiktano, even Aldipitu, so called apparent Rotzen, Alpidin it's not considered Rotzen. So it's the same question whether Beines or Rotzen. So the Beines can manifest itself in many ways. So either it's Beines Mamish, when it's against the will, or if she was Iktano and Pitu Ktano Inesu. So it's the same Shaila. Mashein can hear. So one topic is maybe it's Mnatzodim. And if it's Mnatzodim, so not only she's Mitares Lebailo, it's not Mitame. It cannot be Mitame Tares. So all the Tares she'll handle, so it will be Toyer. Assuming it's Mnamokeya, so then definitely she's Tomei in regard to Tares, but maybe it's Damako from the Mokia, so she's still not a Surah Bailo, so that's not considered Sheba. Alright. Imei loyal Kigdash Makos of Mitzidam. The Oz Avo Pisheilo Veset Kabua, in Mosekes Berea Mahastashmish, the Telmi Mako, the Gamitelo, in Solkhish Zainikim, Kim Dutiklamet, Kenya Dasara. Elohim Kigdas, the Vada Shimakoso Mitzidam. Avo Pishin Mageshes Ato Shetam Ze Ubom Makoso. וכן באישו שיש לו בסד, ומוצא דם שלוי בשס נסטו, אף על גב, דלעניין ראי המחלסתה שליש, סגה, אף על פי שנדעס, שמקוסו מציע דם, כששימשו שלוי בשס נסטו, וסמכינו בו המאוד חי, שלו נסבויה, מכל מוקים שלוי בשס נסטו, אם בוט קעץ ומוצא דם, או כשמרגש את הדם לב ומערכת, תדבינו שתדע שמקוסו מציע דם, סגה, כשידע שדרך מקוסו מציע דם, אף על פי שלו יודישו, עתו שדם זהו מקוסו. כן הכחתי כן הכחתי בספרי מדברי התסס פרק היד ומדברי אוגו פרק היד ופרק נקס ומדברי הגויס מיימי והמודחי ומביאום so in other words, what did he say? That it is important that you should know that this makeh is the kind of a makeh that can produce dam. But not that you should say, I feel that this dam, I have a gosha, that this dam comes out from the makeh. In such a case, so then in every situation, if she feels she has a gosha, that this dam comes out from the makeh, so there is no problem altogether. But even if she says she doesn't know whether this dam comes out from the makeh, or maybe it's of menstrual origin, but I know that the makeh I have is a bleeding makeh, that the makeh I have is capable of bleeding. So even though she doesn't know whether this dam is a result of bleeding, so we ourselves take it for granted that it's a result of the bleeding of that man. V'yichach tishom, v'gam rashbo, b'tir asabayis, meidu hazeh, v'yikom ha'elo she'in tzorich, she'teida she'margeshes ato, she'adam hu bo m'makoso, avo tzricho, she'teida, she'makoso, avo tzricho she'teida, she'makoso m'tzi adam. Now, all the other Achilik and his pshat in the Rashbo. Now the Rashbo is a big maker, and he says, the Rashbo says, the Taz mentioned the Rashbo says that when the Gemara says, Memele Sisha Rima Mako Yishu Limokeya, Shememenu Dam Yeitzei, so the Rashbo means, so all the poskim say that according to the Rashbo, the Rashbo is such a maker, and the Rashbo says even if the woman has a veset kavua and dam is yetzei bishas veset in the day when a period is due, so it's mashma from the lashon of the Rashbo that she is not a sore the bairo if the woman says that she has a back, so she's not a solid bio, even if she has a vessel kavua, and even if the dam, the flow of the dam is bishas vessel, as long as she says, I know I have a mako, so then we are tele bimakos. So, of course, all the other Rishonim achilik on that. Achilik on that. Because if the woman has a veset kavua and she has a flow of dam, vishas vesta, but she says, I know that I have a mako, but I don't know whether it's a good mako or not, but I know I have a mako, so sochi kule. To be tele, be makoso, so all the other Rishonim achilik. But according to most poskim, this is the sheet of the Rashbo. It's a big kure, but that's how it's mashma from the lashon of the Rashbo. Now, the Shach says that the Rashbo doesn't mean the Rashbo will agree that in connection with a woman, who has a veset kavua, and she has a flow of dam, bishas vesto, so the Rashbo would agree that if the woman says, I don't know whether it's a bleeding mako, so then we cannot be tele in the mako. The mako. So all the other poskim say that according to the Rashbo, even in that case, the Rashbo would say that after the mako. Now the question is, how can the Rashbo say such a thing? I mean, it's inconceivable that the Rashbo should say that a woman who has a veset kavua and she has a flow of dam, bishas vesto, and she says, I'm sure that I have a mako beisimoke, even though she's not sure whether the mako is a bleeding mako, just the sore spot, that we should be tearing makoso when the flow takes place. When the flow takes place, bishasves. So then we should say, how can the Ashbo say that we are still tearing makoso? But still, most poskim achilik on the shach. And they all say that the sheet of the Rashbo is likud. Even in such case, how can the Rashbo be explained? So the answer is this. The Rashbo sheet is that in view of the fact that when a woman has a menstrual flow, it is always coupled with the Hagoshi. What kind of Hagoshi? Hagoshi either of Miftach Mikeiro or the Hagoshi of Mizdazu Yvoreo. Then in Behuda mentions another Hagoshi. All right. But the Shem don't mention the third Hagoshi of Domolach. So Mimele, the Rashboshi is, according to all the Meforshim, that even though she says, I don't know what kind of mako I have, I know I have a mako. Whether the mako is a bleeding mako or not a bleeding mako, I don't know. But she says, now I don't feel any Hagoshi of Miftach Mikeiro or Mizdazu Yvoreo. So Mimele, that in itself is a raya, that it doesn't emanate. It doesn't have a menstrual origin. Because had it had a menstrual origin, she should be aware of this agoshe. How is it that she is not aware of this agoshe? Some Mimele, the Rashbo says that if a woman has a man, if a woman does not have a mako, she doesn't know that she has a mako, but she has a flow of dam, so even though she says, I'm not aware of any agoshe, she is still asur, because there is nothing to attribute it to. Masheikin, if she has a mako, she is sure she has a mako. Even though she doesn't know whether the maki is a bleeding maki or not a bleeding maki, and she has the flow of dam. Bishasvesto. But in view of the fact that she says, I am not aware of any agoshe of Miftach Mikeiro or Mizdazu Yvoreo, so that in itself is a raya, that this flow of dam emanates from the maki. And that's the reason as to why it's not coupled with the agoshe. Had it emanated because of menstruation, so she should have been cognizant of the agoshe. So all the other Rishonim are chilek on the Rashbo. But according to the Shach, so the Rashbo is not so naked. And the Rashbo only applies it to a case where she says, I have a maki and I have a bleeding maki. But I cannot determine as to whether this dam comes from the bleeding maki or not. So then the Rashbo says, we have to. ומכל מוקד משעסבסטו, הרב העניק זה מהפוסקים, ונראה כאן די בדבורם שלו מססתה שליש, ונראה צריך עולה של זייניקים, כמו שנראה מדברי מבאו, וכמו שכספתי בספרי.